Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
Hi, everybody. 9 minutes after 3 o'clock. It is Thursday. Nice to have you here. Hour number one of our program brought to you by DePietro's Pharmacy. They're reminding you on their Facebook page that in addition to all the prescription drugs you need, all the over-the-counter medicines that you need, free delivery, all kinds of services that they offer, including the new PillBox program, they also have everything you need to enjoy and have a safe Memorial Day. Sunscreen, bug spray, all that stuff. They are a full-service pharmacy. DePietroPharmacy.com or give them a call, 570-209-7444. Walked in today into the studio, and the first text is, Frank, if you see this message, we do not need to continue talking about the shooting in Texas. And I realize that it can become overwhelming, that it's nonstop on every, you know, newscast and nonstop on every network and nonstop. But it is a major story, and there are lots of unanswered questions about resource officers. I heard someone say today that that is an absolutely stupid way to refer to them. They should not be called resource officers. Sounds like they're handing out crayons and coloring books. They are armed police officers or police guards or something like that. That resource officers is just too soft. And I was thinking about that today. But it also appears now after a news conference that just ended in Uvalde, Texas, that how he got into the building, the door was unlocked, or so it appears. And that is a scary situation. And you know how that can be. You got a lot of people, they're going in and out. Maybe they prop a door open. Maybe they figure, you know, nobody knows the back door. Nobody knows that one. You know, the main entrance is the secure one. It appears that he got in the back door. It also appears that there were lots of cops that were in there. So, you know, you get all this stuff about, you know, the police stood outside and nobody was in there, and that's not apparently the case. And you're going to hear that. There was a news conference today where they tried to clear the air. It happened in Uvalde just about 35 minutes ago, and the Texas Department of Public Safety held the information. Jake, let's begin with soundbite number 9, which is Texas newser number 1. This is the guy identifying himself and just talking about what an emotional time this is for the police officers and the investigators.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Victor Escalon, Regional Director for DPS South Texas. Thank you so much for being here today. My goal today on this conference, this press conference, is to give you a snapshot where we're at today. This incident happened on Tuesday, May 24th, so there's a lot of information, a lot of moving parts. We have a lot of people involved in this investigation. I'm going to give you a summary of what happened, but before I do that, I was able to make it here during the event on May 24th. Same with a lot of other law enforcement officers that came to this event, this critical incident. I got to see the victims, I got to see the officers, I got to see the community members. It is so hard. It's hard to take, it's traumatic. We're all hurting inside. We're hurting inside for the community members in Uvalde, Texas. We're hurting inside with our local partners that have to live here and work here every day. The victims, the family members, we feel for them. I'm a father. I can't go home tonight, hug my my kids. That hurts. The members behind me are family members. They're kids. It's tough. It's tough. It's hard. But that gives us the motivation to move on, to do good work for Uvalde, Texas, for the victims. We speak for the victims, and we take that dearly. Before I get started, Texas Rangers are leading this investigation. But we can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone. We have ATF, FBI, CBP, Border Patrol, Uvalde County District Attorney's Office. The list goes on and on and on. But the agencies I told you are the main ones that are assisting with this investigation. We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days. That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information. Then we have to do a lot of interviews. So we just started. We started on Tuesday. Today's Thursday. We're still grabbing a lot of information. We also, what's important to us is why. Why did he do this? Why did he do this? Who is this man? The suspect. We're going to find out. With all the different agencies that are involved, we're working every angle that's available. And we won't stop until we get all the answers that we possibly can.
Again, that is, the head of Texas Public Safety. Now, you know, you say to yourself, what are we supposed to be learning from this? I mean, obviously, it's a major news story. You know, Mark and I have always told you, we were taught that when you're dealing with your lead story in your newscast, it's always what the most people are talking about or what affects the most people or what the most people are interested in. And right now, everybody's just talking about this. And they're not just talking about the fact that we have 21 people that are dead. I mean, our hearts are broken for the kids. And, you know, the New York Post has all 21 pictures on, you know, the front of the newspaper. And you see that everywhere. And we're hearing the stories about that. And so, you know, just from a human point of view, it just deeply touches our hearts. But there are a million mistakes that were made here, human mistakes. Not to point the finger at anybody, but the kind of things that could be made anywhere, like propping a door open because it's easy to get in and out when you're, you know, carrying stuff or whatever, right? The resource officers, the police response, the situation at home, the purchasing of the gun, just, you know, we need to listen to all this and then kind of say, let me take a look at our situation. You know, let me take a look at what is our situation? Are we doing the best that we can to protect? Are we making these small little excuses? You know, we said yesterday, one of the things that we can immediately do is if you see something, say something, right? Do we see something? Do we say something? Now, I got to also tell you this before we continue with the news conference. John from Freeland yesterday called and steered us to something that was called the Violence Project, right? John, thank you. I went to that website, The Violence Project, which is a book, and they have a one-hour-long webinar on school shootings, on mass shootings, on violence. It is fabulous. So, you know, if you're interested, go to The Violence Project and just look at this. This is a bunch of, well, it's almost like a think tank analyzing everything that's going on. And it was just fabulous. The other thing I want to say is Randy from Hunlock Creek, you know, steered me to a book called Assassination Generation, which I know is going to be controversial, but Assassination Generation is research and a book that was put together by a lieutenant colonel just talking about the damage that video games can do. Be careful here. I'm not saying that video games are the devil and every, you know, video games need to be banned. But if you have a person that can be influenced in a very negative way towards violence, the video games are almost set up to do that. Even that may not be their purpose or what they're originally planning. But he is showing the similarity between the way that you are trained in the military to be able to pull the trigger and how these video games function. And so I placed a call to Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman, and hopefully if we get to it, you'll be hearing from him later on that book. So we got lots and lots of stuff to talk about, and we're going to get to that in just a second. Now, let me get the business out of the way here, because there's lots of stuff to talk about here. But first, let's pay our bills and do the commercials, and then we'll get back to that news conference. BetParks has a special odds boost promo for tonight's Game 5 Western Conference Finals, all customers, Dallas and Golden State. Go to the BetParks app, click on Boost, the BetParks Get Even Odds Boost. Bet that one player will score more than 30 points Game 5 tonight and get odds of plus 100, that's even money. Go to the app or BetParks.com for the odds boost for tonight's game. Simple. You get even money on the odds boost. Again, you bet that one player will score more than 30 points in Game 5 tonight and get odds of plus 100 even money. You have to bet before 9 o'clock tonight when the game begins. You don't need to pick the player or the team or even the number of points. You're just betting that one player will score more than 30 points in tonight's game and your odds are plus 100. The website has terms and conditions and restrictions apply. You have to be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll be right back with more of the news conference in Texas on WLK. What'd you say, Jake? 55 years ago today that was released?
The album was released 55 years ago today, Frank.
Holy cow, Sergeant Pepper's. 23 minutes now after 3 o'clock. All right, we're going to go back to the news conference in Texas. But first, I want to take this phone call from Greg, because I don't want you hanging on too long waiting. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm okay. This whole Texas thing is very disturbing.
It is, but you know what's more disturbing? The lack of empathy and response from the Republican Party. You know, they keep saying, we can't do anything. We can't do this. We want to send thoughts and prayers. When the hell has thoughts and prayers saved anyone's life? Because every time I hear a school shooting or a mass shooting, they always offer thoughts and prayers. And you know what? God doesn't do a damn thing. People are still dying.
Well, now, you know, yesterday
people
we had...
People are still dying.
Yeah, yesterday we had an interesting conversation about thoughts and prayers and also how it's necessary to have, you know, change in policy. But while you're talking about the Republicans doing nothing, today the Republicans introduced a bill that was named after, let me find this. The bill was named after two victims of the Parkland, Florida shooting, Luke Hoyer and Alex Schechter. It would require the Department of Homeland Security to establish a federal clearinghouse on school safety best practices for use by state and local education and law enforcement agencies in order to come up with plans and programs and safety protocols to protect our schools. And Schumer and your boys blocked it. So go jump in a lake, Greg. 24 minutes after 3 o'clock. All right, back to the Texas News Conference. Back to the Texas News Conference. Let's go to the Department of Public Safety, Jake. Number 2, Texas Newser. Listen to some of the developments that we have now learned about.
There's a lot of information I'm going to give you. There's some new information as of Tuesday that I wanted to clear up, that we want to clear up, that's been pushed out. We'll continue to have updates in the coming days once the information is obtained and we're able to confirm and cooperate that. We want to make sure we're pushing out the right information. Early on, when we came in, we were receiving a lot of information from a lot of different locations. That's a baseline. You start there. We made some reports. But since then, we started doing interviews. We started working the crime scene, so we're cooperating. I want to share some of that. It's a small piece of information right now, but it'll grow within days. So please, thank you for being here and being patient with us. It means a lot. On Tuesday, May 24th at 11:28, suspect just west of here wrecks his vehicle, pickup truck that he took from his grandmother. He had just shot his grandmother in the face. She's alive. She's stable at this point. 11:28, he's sitting there at the bar ditch. He jumps out the passenger side of the truck. According to witnesses, he's got a long arm, rifle, and a bag. Later we find out it's ammunition. He walks around. He sees two witnesses at the funeral home across the street. from where he wrecked. He engages and fires towards them. He continues walking. He continues walking towards the school. He climbs a fence. Now he's in the parking lot, shooting at the school multiple times. 11:40, he walks into the west side of Robb Elementary. According to reports, video we have obtained from outside, inside, and again, we're still combing through that, so bear with us. Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school. We're trying to get a number. We're in the process of analyzing that video. 4 minutes later, local police departments, Uvalde Police Department, the Independent School District Police Department are inside, making entry. They hear gunfire, they take rounds, they move back, get cover. And during that time, they approach where the suspect is at. According to the information I have, he went in at 11:40. He walks, and I'm going to approximate 20 feet, 30 feet. He makes a right. He walks into the hallway. He makes a right, walks another 20 feet. Turns left into a schoolroom, into a classroom that has doors open in the middle. Officers are there, the initial officers, they receive gunfire. They don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving. But we have officers calling for additional resources. Everybody that's in the area, tactical teams, we need equipment, we need specialty equipment, we need body armor, we need precision riflemen, negotiators. So during this time, that they're making those calls to bring in help to solve this problem and stop it immediately, they're also evacuating personnel, not say personnel, students, teachers. There's a lot going on, a lot complex situation. They're measuring. Approximately an hour later, U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrive, they make entry, shoot and kill the suspect. But you also had a Zavala County deputy and Uvalde Police Department that made entry and killed the suspect. Immediately, numerous officers. Now it turns into a rescue operation. How do we save these children? How do we save these children? Some made it out. We don't have a hard number yet, but that was a goal. And then continuing, making the area safe, continued. A lot of moving parts afterwards. But during, they were taking gunfire, negotiations, and developing a team to make entry to stop them.
At very latest from Uvalde.
The Frank Andrews Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.